Blog Talk Radio.
Inspirational Hour of Faith. I am your host, Michael Hill. My co-host is Willie. We're so thankful and grateful to be here once again on this wonderful Sunday. Thank you for your listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all your prayers, all the testimonies of how this show has been such a blessing to you and your family. And we are truly, truly thankful to be here once again. And we do not take it lightly. We do not take it for granted. This is God's show and God's show only. And we allow God to do what he wants to do on this show when he wants to do it. So because of that, we don't put him in a box. We allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. So we are truly, truly thankful for our Savior for what he's doing on this show and through this show and the lives that he's touching all across this country. It's truly a blessing. You have no idea. Maybe you don't have a clue of what God is really doing. But I pray that you do get that revelation. But because of your support and because of your prayers, we're able to do what we do because of God. So thank you once again for all you do, even behind the scenes, all your encouragements, all your prayer requests, everything you do for this show by tuning in is a blessing. And we don't take it lightly. We know that you could have been doing anything this day. You took time out from your schedule, from your family, to tune in to and listen to what God has to say to his people. So in saying that, we say thank you. We're going to go into prayer. And once we go into prayer, we're going to go to the phone lines, and we're going to see what God has in store for us and see which direction he wants to go. Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful and marvelous Sunday. We thank you for your amazing grace and your loving kindness, and we just thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us another day of life, health, and strength. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy that was brand new this morning. We thank you for your amazing grace, even your grace that hung on a cross over 2,000 years ago. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, who is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to die for a wretch like us. We did not earn it, and we didn't even deserve it, but because you loved us unconditionally, you sent your Son. So, Father, we say thank you. Father, we ask you to forgive us of any sins that we may have said, done, or even thought of this day or any day in the past. We ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake. Continue to search our hearts and minds and give us the mind of Christ and the heart of Jesus Christ, that people may look at us and see Jesus. People may look at us and read, and we might be the Bible, the only Bible they might read, Father God, by looking at our lifestyle. So, Father, we thank you that we will continue to be an example in the earth realm of Jesus Christ, that we will be the light in this dark world, Father God, because this world is dark and there's so much evil going on around us and so much evil that we see in the media and in our communities and in our nation. So, Father God, we pray that our light will shine so bright that men may ask that question, what must I do to be saved? Father, I know we missed the mark. I know we fall short in a lot of areas, but Father God, continue to encourage us as we continue to encourage one another, Father, in Jesus' name. And Father God, let our lifestyle not be a hindrance, Father God, for someone coming into the knowledge and the revelation of Jesus Christ. So, Father God, we thank you for tonight. We decrease while you increase. We ask you to have your way. We ask you to show up and show out, Father. We don't know the direction you are taking us, Father God, but whatever direction you take us tonight, Father God, you will be glorified, Father God. And, Father God, that your truth will be revealed, Father God, and your truth do not need no support. So, Father, we thank you for this truth. We thank you that we come with an expectation tonight, Father God, that you will continue to have your way. We pray for salvation. We pray for deliverance. We pray for healing, Father God. We pray, Father God, you will just move in a mighty way, Father God. Show up like never before. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. How you doing today, Willie?
Hey, Brother Mike. We blessed. And before we even get started, good, I want you to say a special prayer for the morning show. We was just on the morning show just before this show come out for about 45 minutes. We was having a good discussion about the Lord on there, Brother Mike. So good things are happening with all of us in our lives, man. We might be taking small steps, but we're taking steps toward the right way. And I just want to say the morning show, we just got out. I was just on the morning show. We had a 45-minute to an hour discussion on the morning show on our religion and about God and everything, brother.
Amen. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Amen. Amen. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. We got any hands up?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Brother Mike. Yes, sir. Sister Chris, as always, your mic is open. Sister Chris.
Yes, I'm always here. Good evening, Mike. Good evening, Willie, and all the listening. I just want to tune in and listen tonight. I don't feel the best today, but I'm not complaining, because I'm better than blessed, and I know God's in control. So I just want to thank God for today, for you all, and everyone that's listening. And we pray for each other, and we lift each other up. And that's why I tune in every Sunday that I can, so I can be lifted up by your message, Mike.
And
so all I want to do now is put my phone on mute, and I'm going to listen. So God bless you, God bless Willie, and God bless all the listeners. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Sister Chris. All right. Mother Hill, your mic is open. Mother Hill, your mic is open.
Good afternoon. How is everyone?
Wonderful, wonderful. How you doing, Ma?
First, I want to say I pray that everybody had a great, blessed Thanksgiving and nobody overate. But I want to give raise my praise for God in my life today. On June the 4th, I used to have this joke when I went into the doctor's office, and I don't know if you all know, but the doctor said he saw something. But I believe today and always that when I am taken to something, God always brings me back. He has not failed me yet. But I got the good news last week that what the doctor thought he said is no longer there. And for that, I am truly grateful. I don't claim nothing that I don't think it fits my shoes. So I'm not claiming nothing that the doctor said he saw. But I thank God that I was able to go back and there is nothing. It's just been a blessing, blessing, blessing for me. And I am truly so grateful that God works in my life. I don't know about nobody else, but God has truly worked in my life. So I'm thanking him, and I'm very grateful, and I'll continue to listen.
Amen. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Brother Butcher, your mic is open. Brother Butcher.
Good evening, Mike and Willie. How you guys doing? I'm
wonderful,
doing
good.
I was just calling to tell you guys that I'm getting better. My therapist had me doing a new thing here at home, stand up for 10 minutes. You would think that would be pretty easy to do, but if you ain't walked in 2 years, then it's hard to do. But where I've been blessed, and I get up and stand, and I do a couple of steps and stand for 10 minutes, and that's a wonderful thing for me. So I'm getting better at it. I'm still at it, still trying. And I thank you guys for praying for me.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Butchie. We thank you for your testimony, and thank God for what he's doing in your life,
thank
man.
You.
So keep the good work up, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
All right, Brother Mike. We don't have any more hands up, Brother Mike. So unless somebody got anything to say, it's on you, Brother Mike. I have no more hands up. Hold on a minute. Just got one in. Brother Stanley, your mic is open. Brother Stanley.
Hey, Willie. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing? I just wanted to come on because I'm in Walmart with my wife, but I wanted to say, man, God is good. Everybody keep your spirits up. Everybody should be feeling real good right now because this is supposed to be what it's all about time of the year. It's all about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm happy. I'm upbeat. And, Butchie, I'm glad to hear that you was up walking around, brother. I'm glad to hear you know, everybody doing good. I think that was Sister Grace earlier, you know, said she might not be doing too good right now. But, hey, guess what? We still here, like that sermon that Mike preached a while back. Through it all, we still standing. So, Mike, I remember that, and I use that, and I take it with me every day. So give God glory. And I'm in Walmart, so I'm going to go back on mute. But I'm upbeat, brother, because – we still standing. All right, I'm back on mute.
Amen, 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 amen. Appreciate that, Brother Stanley. You know, appreciate that. I know, at least I know somebody's retaining the words that's be spoken on this show and applying it to their life and using it. So that's a blessing to hear that you remember that message that was a while back. So that speaks volume. So appreciate you.
All right, amen. Okay, we got a returning guest, Brother Leon. Brother Leon, your mic is open. Two 219-8275.
Praise God. Hello, brother. This is Brother Charles.
Oh, okay. I got it wrong now. I'm sorry. Excuse me, Charles.
This is Brother Charles. How you doing?
I'm
looking
at the wrong
tonight,
I'm
Willie?
Sorry, Brother Charles. I'm sorry, man.
That's all right. That's all right. Hey, we all make mistakes, man. We all make mistakes.
I'm looking at the wrong
How you guys doing tonight? Praise God.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, praise. Wonderful. Praise God, Brother Charles.
Good. Hey, I want to echo those words that Brother Stanley said, and you know, this is the season. He is the reason for the season, you know. And, you know, hopefully we can carry that on throughout the year. A lot of times we tend to forget, you know, Christmas is so commercialized now that we tend to forget everybody thinks it's about giving gifts and everything else. But it's really about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I like to challenge everybody to stop being so commercialized during Christmas and be more religious about it. I'm going to go back on mute. I'm here supporting the show. I want to thank you guys once again for having it.
Amen, amen. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate that.
All right, and I apologize for that wrong thing, but, you know, somebody was working on me. I was looking at the wrong number. My fault. Brother Maul, your mic is on. Brother Maul.
No, hey, dog. Hey, this truck driver, I'm on the morning show. I either want to, but hey, Mike, how you doing? How you doing? Mike, this
all
truck
right.
driver, I'm back on right now. For right now, I've been working late, getting up in the middle of the night going to work. That's why I wasn't getting into your show. But, you know, your prayers with your family is always in my prayer. It's always good to be able to get back on your show and listen to what God has to put out there for us to intake on. So I'm just going back on mute. I'm saying, they're saying it's always good to be back, listen to the word coming from your mic.
Hey, man, appreciate it, Truck Driver. Good to hear your voice, man. Glad you're back with us.
Yeah, we
all
here,
right,
Mike.
Brother
good
Dennis.
To hear you today, Mike. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm wonderful, Ma. Wonderful, man. Wonderful. Wonderful and thankful. That's all I can say.
All right. You sound like you're tired, man.
Yeah. No, just a lot on my, just a lot in my spirit, man. That's all.
Well, I hope
okay.
you let it
all
out right. tonight, Mike. If you need 3 hours,
no,
we're going to 3 hours today.
No, I ain't gonna do that because people complaining about I'm on here too long. So we're gonna be real short.
Okay. All right. Well, good hearing from you, bro.
Yes, same here.
All right, Sister Jen, your mic is open, Sister Jen. Hold on, Sister Jen dropped down. Sister Jen, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
You took your hand down.
Okay. No, I hit my phone on my cell phone when I'm doing stuff, so I'm sorry. How are you guys doing tonight?
Wonderful, Jan. Wonderful. About yourself?
I'm doing really good. I don't remember the gentleman that just spoke a couple of times ago about the reason for this season is to focus more on God and not all the commercial stuff. That is so true. And just during this time, too, to reach out to those, because it's also a hard time for people, those that suffer depression and suicide and people who are lonely. What we can do if we know people like that, or how we can just give of our time or invite them over for our Christmas meal and just reach out to those who are less fortunate than us. Because it is a hard time. You know, I've struggled with it for many years because my mom killed herself when I was 14. And her birthday's in December, and holidays, and it was around Valentine's Day when she killed herself. Those times are hard for me. And the holidays are hard because when your families are fighting among each other or there's just so much discord in your whole family unit, it's hard. People struggle and trying to buy all the expensive toys or this or that. You just feel the pressure. And it is hard. And if we do focus more on God and teach our children what it's really about, there's been times where we've had tons of money. We can splurge on our kids. There's been times where I had to take all 8 of the kids to the Dollar Tree and draw a name, and that's what they got for Christmas. We made, you know, the sourdough ornaments and stuff because that's all we could do, but we were together. And it is so true. And, you know, just to try to focus more on what it really is and then reach out to those who are struggling and just reach out to them. And we have found this wonderful church. I so love it. He is an awesome preacher. My kids love it. And I share his messages because he's on the Internet, and I posted it to our Facebook Inspiration Hour, his broadcast. So those that of you that may not can get out and go to church, or if you're working, you can go back and, you know, you can listen to, of course, this show on the radio. You can go online and listen to his messages. And it's just been so encouraging to find a place where I can go and worship and my kids can go and share that with Emily and just share things with my walk with God, with her, and with you guys. And really wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and safe travels for all those who are on the road coming and going. And I know the big race in Orlando is coming up. And I just pray for all of those traveling down here And I just wanted to say that I love you guys, and I'm going to stop talking so y'all won't fuss about me being long-winded.
Yeah. Okay. You too?
Hey, amen. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm done.
That.
I'm done.
Appreciate that. Okay, appreciate that, Sister Jane. We appreciate that.
Okay, well, Brother Mike, with that being said, we have no more hands up, Brother Mike.
Amen, amen, amen. Today we're going to talk about a little bit more about this justification, and then we're going to go from there. A couple weeks ago, we talked about being justified by faith, and we kind of conclude that man is justified by faith without apart from the deeds of the law. And not only was we justified by grace, but we are justified by faith. And whenever you have grace, you have to have faith. And whenever you have the law, you have to have works. A person cannot be justified by keeping the law. Romans chapter 3, verse 20 states, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, not the forgiveness of sin. We are justified by faith, faith in Christ, faith in Jesus Christ, faith that comes from the heart. Faith is only as good as the object. Whatever you believe in may be wrong. No matter how sincere you are, faith in a lie is false security. Faith in the truth is true saving faith. We are justified by faith, not by works. It is not about what you do to be saved. It's not how good you live that saves you. You can be so morally right and still go to hell. Your deeds do not get you into heaven. Your faith in Jesus Christ gets you into heaven. We are justified by faith, not by works. We are, and we are justified by grace and not by human merit. Romans chapter 5, verse 9 says, much more than being know that we know justified by his blood. Not only are we justified by grace and by faith, but we are justified by his blood. Somebody has had to pay the price for our sin. And it was Jesus Christ. He had to shed his blood for the sins of the world. Justification is not some sort of fractional or frictional thing where God says, I'll close my eyes and forget that they ever have that they have sinned. God in his own holiness must deal with sin. God has to deal with sin. He had to deal with sin in a way that to bring man back unto him. That's why he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to pay the ultimate sacrifice. Jesus had to shed his innocent and precious blood for each and every one of us to redeem us back unto man. Because of one man disobedient, which was Adam, sin entered into the world. Before you was born, before the foundation before you was thought of in your mother's womb, before you told your first lie and you stole your first, the first thing you ever stole, or the bad thing you ever did, or the bad thought, or the first lie you told, your old nature was a sinful nature because of Adam. Because of his disobedience, sin entered into the world and separated man from God. So that's why we are justified by Jesus' blood. Somebody had to pay the price. Justification is not some sort of fraction, like I said earlier. God in his holiness must deal with sin. In order for God to justify the ungodly, he has to deal with their ungodliness. In order for us to be justified by faith, there has to be a Savior for us to believe in, and we are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 25, it talks about our Lord Jesus says, who was delivered for our offense and was raised again our justification. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He bore the penalty. Now God can be just and the justifier of those who believe in Christ. You have to believe in Christ Jesus to be able to be justified, and you only believe by faith. You weren't there when Jesus died. You didn't witness his crucifixion on the cross. You was not there 2,000 years ago. So only thing you got is faith in Jesus Christ, that he did what the word said he did. He was crucified, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. You must believe that by faith. Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is a faith walk. This is not a works walk. It ain't about what you can do and how holy you can live. It's about having faith in Jesus Christ. The devil comes and say, now in the world, can you declare you a righteousness? The devil will put all kind of negative things in your mind for you not to believe or not to have faith in Jesus Christ. I hear a lot of people saying, "Well, I'm not coming to church. I'm gonna wait till I get myself together." You can't never get yourself together. You can't do it within yourself, because if you could, you would have. You can't. Some people can stop doing certain things on their own. But majority of the time, if you've been doing something for so many years, 10 and 20 and 30 years or all your life, it takes the power of God to deliver you from that struggle or whatever you're dealing with. Whatever you're dealing with, sometimes God can take it away instantaneously. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes you can stop on your own. But the majority of the times, it takes the power of God. It takes the power of God to deliver you from some certain kinds of sin and iniquity. It takes the power of God. But you must have faith in God that he can do what he says he can do. A lot of times we don't believe. We don't believe in God. We'll believe in man, but we won't believe in God. We'll believe in man before we believe in God. What's wrong with that picture? What is wrong with that picture that we'll believe a human being before we believe in God? And we say we love God, and we say he is our God, and Jesus is our Savior, but why don't we believe in God, and why don't we believe in Jesus? Why is man more realer to us than Jesus is? Man don't wake us up. Man don't heal you from sickness. God might use man to do all those things, but in reality, it's all God. The things that you accumulate, you think because you work for it and you work hard and you make money and that's why you got all those things. But who the one opened the door for you to get all those things? Who was the one that opened the door for you to be able to get that job? Who was the one that allowed you to be healthy to go to work every day? We have our brother Butch, he said he haven't walked in 2 years, but now he's starting to walk again. A lot of stuff we take for granted that other people wish they can do. We take for granted that we can get up and put our shoes on and walk out the house and take a walk around the block, and some of them may can jog for a minute and run and play with the kids. And our brother said he hasn't walked in 2 years. But we take things like that for granted. That's why I'm so thankful and grateful that Butchie is a part of this show, because I pray that people would see his circumstances and allow that to inspire you to be so thankful for your situation. Even though you might be going through something, there's always someone else going through something worse than you. My mom got on here and shared partial her testimony that the doctor saw something. No, there was something there. But God, in his majestic, healed her. It was something there. She didn't want to believe that it wasn't there, and I know she had faith, you know, in God, and that's okay. But it's nothing wrong with admitting that something is wrong with you. I might have a cold, but I'm not confessing that this cold gonna stay on me. I got a cough. I ain't gonna say I ain't got no cough. Yeah, you got a cough. I ain't gonna say my head didn't hurt. Yeah, my head hurt, but I believe God is gonna heal me from a headache. I believe I know I got a cough, and I believe God is going to heal me from this cough. We can't be in denial of what's really going on in the natural. That do not persuade or saying that we don't believe in the God that we serve. No, it don't. In reality, the truth is the truth. But in spite of all that, I believe that my God is a healer. That we are giving God the glory. When we don't admit that we have something and that we don't have it no more, then we not showing the power of God. Yes, I was
sick. Yes, I had cancer, but God delivered me from cancer. That's how God get his glory. That you had it, get away. Whether God used man or God used it in a supernatural way. We got to give honor and glory to God when he does things in our life. We can't sugarcoat certain things. We can't hide certain things. And we have to give God his due diligence. We can't be ashamed of God. We're not ashamed of our spouse. We're not ashamed to show off our new car and our new home and our family. We're not ashamed of that. We're not ashamed to tell people about our new job, our new promotion, or we graduated from college. We finally got our master's degree, our doctor's degree. We're not ashamed to tell people about that. But why we are so ashamed to tell people about Jesus? We've been justified by faith in Christ Jesus. Jesus died for you and I. We didn't even deserve it and we didn't even earn it. And because of God's unconditional love, because of his love was unconditional. It wasn't conditioned because if it was on conditions, majority of us wouldn't be saved today. If it was because of our old lifestyles or even our lifestyles today, we wouldn't be saved today. But because of his love, he didn't look upon on that ugly sin that we was wallowing in and playing with. And some of us are still playing with sin. Playing with it's like playing with sin like we play with Play-Doh or playing Monopoly or things of that nature. We were wallowing in it. And we're taking God for granted. But we put so much emphasis on so many other things. And like Charles said, the world has commercialized Christmas, and it's all about that money. It's all about spending and buying gifts. I mean, that's fine and dandy. But what it's really about? It's about Jesus Christ. That's what it's really all about. But people don't want to mention that. They don't want to mention what it's really about. They want to mention about all these sales that's going on, all these deals, and who got the biggest sales and who got the most percentage off on their items in their stores and how much money people are spending this season. That's what it's come to be about. That's what it's talked about in the media. The media is not mentioning about this is about Jesus Christ. You're not going to hear them mention about this is about Jesus Christ. They're going to mention about how many sales, how much money a person spent this year over last year. But as soon as someone get in trouble, everybody want to have a prayer vigil. Everybody want to pray for the person or pray for the individual or ask for prayer. But why? We have to wait till something happen before we mention about God. Why do we have to wait till someone gets sick before we ask for prayer? Why can't you say, brother, I just need prayer that God will continue to keep me in my right mind. Brother, I just need prayer that God will keep me on the straight and narrow. Why we always got to pray about tragedies and things of that nature? Why can't we just say, brother, sister, can you just pray for me that God will continue to keep me on the straight and narrow path, that I will continue to walk in holiness, I will continue to put him first in my life, I will continue to be the servant that he want me to be, that I won't do for you just because you did for me. I will do for you because that's what's in my heart to just do for you. You don't have to do nothing for me. I'm going to do it for you just because of who I am in Christ. Because when I do something for you, I'm doing it unconditionally. No strings attached. It's not about me doing for you and what can you do for me. No, it's not about that. It's about me being an example in the earth realm. How much has God done for you and you haven't gave back to God? So we are justified by faith. We are justified by his blood. We are justified by grace, not by human merit. We are justified by faith, not by works of the law. In Romans 5:18, therefore as by the offense of Adam, judgment came upon all men to condemn condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, Jesus Christ, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. That's a marvelous phrase. a justification which result in life. We are justified unto life. Justification is not just something God does on his books. Justification is a result in a new standing and a new life. The new life is a result of regeneration. But justification makes it possible for our union with Christ. And this union is described in Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 5. It is a life of peace and glory and joy. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? That's my question to you tonight. Have you put your faith in Jesus Christ? What stands and rejoice in hope of the glory of God? And not only so, but we glory in the tribulations, also knowing that tribulations work with patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shared abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. We are so thankful for what God has already done for us. Be thankful. Be thankful that you have been justified by God. Truly, truly be thankful that you have been justified by God. We have a relationship with God. Our relationship with God is a personal relationship. You will recall that justification has to do with our standing before God. Justification does not make a person righteous. He is declared righteous. Now, the consequence of this, of course, is a righteous life. The person who claims he is justified by faith, but who lives a godless life, is declared that his lips are lying. Justification before God results in a changed life that is visible to other people. Justification before God results in a changed life that is visible to other people. You say you've been justified. You say you have a changed life. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. If you are a new creature in Christ, old things are passed away. Old habits, old ways that didn't glorify God, old kind of conversation, things that used to come out your mouth, the way you used to walk, the places you used to hang out, the places you used to go, the things you used to do, the things you used to deal in or deal with are gone. Behold, all things are new. You're a new man in Christ. You're a new woman in Christ. You don't do the things that you used to do. Sometimes you might slip up. Sometimes you might struggle with certain things, but in God's eyes, say, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The marks of justification. The person who claims to be justified by faith, who lives a godly life. Peace with God. Notice, first of all, that we have peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Do you have peace with God? How can you have peace with others when you don't have peace with God? A lot of people try to find their peace in other things, in substance abuse, alcohol, drugs, sex, crime, gambling, whatever it may be, to have peace within themselves. But when it's all said and done, they still don't have peace. It's just a moment of satisfaction. That's all it is. You got the new house, you got the new car, the new job, the new husband, the new wife, the new baby. You're happy, but you still don't have peace within. Peace comes with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. When we are unsaved, we are at war with God. For when we are at war with God, we are his enemies. We were reconciled to God by the death of his son Jesus. Much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. There was a time when you and I were enemies with God. In fact, Romans chapter 8, verse 7 informs us that the carnal mind, the fleshly mind, is an enemy with God. The person who has never been born again doesn't think God thoughts and doesn't desire what God desires. Therefore, he is at war with God. We cannot have peace until we first have righteousness. Justification has to do with righteousness. Because Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again, we can have his righteousness when we put our faith in him. In Psalms chapter 85, verse 10, we have this statement: mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have each other. Righteousness and peace kiss each other through Jesus Christ. As sinners, we have no righteousness of our own. Our righteousness before God is like filthy rags. Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6 talks about that. But when we receive his mercy, when we believe his truth, then righteousness is placed in our account. We are justified, therefore we have peace. There can be no peace without righteousness. In my closing, the prophet Isaiah makes this very clear in Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17. And the work of righteousness shall be peace. And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. So the first mark of justification as our relationship to God is concerned is that we have peace with God and we are not afraid of him. Although we have a reverence for him, we are not at war with him. We have peace in our heart that comes from a clear conscience, a clean heart, a righteous standard before God. Father, we thank you for the word that came forth today. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you that we've been justified by faith. We thank you, Father God, that Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for each and every one of us. And because of the price he paid, Father God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ. I know a lot of us don't acknowledge you, Jesus, as we should. A lot of us seem like we're ashamed of Jesus Christ. We're ashamed to talk about Jesus in front of other people. We're ashamed to glorify you, but we glorify man. We glorify man. We praise man. We lift man up. We encourage man. We promote man, but we don't encourage others about you, Jesus. We don't promote Jesus like we promote other people. We don't tell people about Jesus like we tell people about other people. So, Father God, I pray that you give us a new look and a new attitude about Jesus Christ, that we will not be ashamed of the gospel. Because if it wasn't for Jesus on my side, where would I be? If it wasn't for Jesus that pulled me out of that car wreck, if it wasn't for Jesus to allow me not to overdose on crack cocaine or when I was drinking or getting high or snorting cocaine or shooting heroin in my arm and shooting heroin in my vein, where would I be if it wasn't for Jesus? If I was in that car accident, I rolled over three times and hit a semi-truck, went to prison, having unprotected sex, if it wasn't for Jesus on my side, where would I be? That alone should allow me to give you praise and honor before man, to let man know who I am in Christ, that there's no doubt who my Savior is. There's no doubt who my God is. There's no doubt who I serve. On this day, me and my house will serve the Lord. Lord, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of saying your name in public. I'm not ashamed of saying what you've done in my life, how you pick me up and turn me around and place me on solid ground and place me on holy ground. Have you took me from faith to glory to glory? Have you washed my sins away? Have you made me holy? Have you restored my relationship with you? I'm not ashamed of you, Lord. I will tell the world about Jesus Christ. and how awesome he is, and share my testimony no matter who may not like it, no matter how someone may look at me or look down on me or where God delivered me from. Because if it wasn't for God on your side, where would you be? All that God done for you and all God is doing for you, you won't even mention his name. You won't even tell nobody about him. You won't stand up for Jesus. You won't shout to the world who Jesus really is and how much he means to you. But you'll sure shout about man. You'll tell people how good man is. Let's start promoting Jesus, putting Jesus in the equation. Because he's been too good. He's been too awesome. My brother said he haven't walked in 2 years. Lord, Lord, Lord. In 2 years. And just to take one or two steps feels good to him. It gives him hope that he's on the way to recovery. It gives him hope that Jesus is doing something in his life. It shows him that the God that he serves is real. No matter what his circumstances may be or feel like or look like to man, he knows beyond a reasonable doubt that there is a God. There is a God. So, Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for what you're doing. And, Father God, we ask you to continue to stir up what's inside of us to bring glory into your name. That we will continue to be the best servants that we can be, Father God. And any area that we are struggling in, Father, I ask you to help us in that area. Strengthen us in those areas in Jesus' name. That no weapon formed against us or our family shall prosper. That every tongue that rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. And we give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen. If anybody got any takeaways, or anything they want to discuss, press the one button. Will he have anything?
Nobody hit the one brother button, Brother Mike. So, no, sir, I don't, Brother Mike. Oh, hold on. We got one. Brother Stanley.
Brother Mike.
Yes.
Your heart.
Yes.
I feel in your voice that your heart is heavy tonight. I feel that that you're preaching and wishing that we all take heed to your word. Like, brother, I hear you speaking for me because I can't speak for anyone else. I feel you, and I feel the emotions in your voice, and I pray that. That other people see and hear too, and I pray that you and want to let you know that, brother, we hear and we hear what you say, and I've been taking a lot of it to heart, and so have I believe a lot of people listening. So you keep on, brother, like you said, be encouraged. So that's my word for
Amen.
You, brother. Thank you.
Amen. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Stanley. Appreciate that, my brother. Appreciate it. I received it. Amen.
All right, Brother Mike. I echo what our Brother Stan said. So, you know, it's kind of got everybody a little bit on the edge. We don't want to say that. So, no hands up. No more hands up, Brother Mike.
Amen. Amen. Next week, we will not have the show next week due to I'll be out of town. Willie be out of town. So, we'll continue the following week and pray everyone just continue to read your word, continue to be blessed, stay prayerful. And like I say, we are. This is the time of year that everybody a lot of people go to Orlando for Baldy White's race down in Orlando. No guts, no glory. So continue to keep us all in prayer as we travel, whether we flying or driving. And I'm gonna say a special prayer for this race as well. There's a lot of people gonna be traveling, a lot of families gonna be left at home. So I pray that that God will continue to keep every family member safe. Until the husbands and the fathers and things come back safely and keep us all safe while we down in Orlando this weekend is coming up. no one else got anything, we're going to go into prayer. Then Willie might have a song or something, something else, I don't know what. And then we're going to close the show out with that. Just be encouraged, you know, like Stanley told me, be encouraged, man. We're living in a time and a season, man. Life is not promised, man. There's so much going on, man. And death is real. That's all I can say. Death is real. It's time for us to get it together. It's time for us to get it together. Not just when things go wrong. You know, we gotta look at the man in the mirror and get ourselves together, man, and stop playing. It's time out of playing. We gotta stop playing with God. We gotta stop playing with God. God is real, man. God is real. And it really hurts me, you know, when I see people, how they just worship man, man. I never seen so many people worship a man, man. I never did that. Before I even got saved, I never worshiped another man. I don't care how much money a person may have or how much notoriety a man may have. Man, you just like me. You might got more money than me. You might got more popularity status than me, but you just like me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand how another man worship another man or a woman worship another woman, vice versa. I don't understand that. But we won't worship God. We won't worship God. And we'll promote another man. We'll promote another woman. We'll promote all kind of things in our life and around us, but we won't promote Jesus. But he the first one we call on when something go wrong. He is the first one. He is the first name we call on. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. And y'all better wake up, man. That's all I can tell y'all. Wake up. Wake up, man. Wake up. Father God, we bless you tonight. We magnify you and we exalt you. You truly worthy to be praised. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, your loving kindness, and even your compassion. Father God, we thank you for being so awesome and so wonderful, so phenomenal, Father God. We just thank you. Father God, even when we look back on our life, Lord, how you kept us, how you saved us and protected us, Father, even through all the mess, even through all the nonsense. Father, you've been so awesome. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, I know we don't tell you enough. I know we don't say it openly enough. But, Father God, tonight we say thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify you and we exalt you. And, Father God, we thank you for our morning show, brothers. We thank you for their families, their children, their wives. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in those men's lives, Father God. We thank you for allowing them, Father God, to be more closer to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, how you're protecting them, Father God, as they work and travel up and down these highways and byways, how you continue to meet their needs, Father God. And, Father God, we just allow the morning show to continue to cast all their cares upon you because you care for them, Father. And Father God, let them know, Father God, you love them first before the foundation of the world. That you said in your word you would never leave them nor forsaken them. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, that they are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that the morning show should shoot forth praise unto you who has called them all out of darkness into your marvelous light. Every last one of them, Father God, whether they believe it or not, whether they realize it or not, Father God, if it wasn't for you on their side, where would they be? So, Father God, allow them to acknowledge you. Allow them to put you first and foremost in their life. Not their spouse, not their children, not their job, not their finances, not their race cars, but put you first in their life. Because Father God, because of you, they got everything that they have because of you, whether they believe it or not, Father God. Whether they believe it or not. So I pray for my brothers. I pray for their children and grandchildren, Father God, that you will continue to bless them in a special way, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, search their hearts and their minds and give them the minds of Christ, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that they will increase their love walk with one another. But most of all, they will increase their love walk for you, Father God. They love walk will increase when it comes to you, Father God. Take their love walk to another level, Father God. Them some great men. Father God, them some great brothers, Father God, that's a part of that morning show, Father God. And Father God, you have given them business ideas and all kind of stuff, Father God. So, Father God, allow them to recognize it's because of you that they have the things that they have. So, Father God, I bless those brothers, Father God. I bless their families in a special way that you will continue to watch over them, protect them, Father God. Father God, meet their needs, Father God, whatever their needs may be, Father God, I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. If their need is a more intimate relationship with you, I pray for that. If their need is healing, I pray for that. If their need is restoring relationships, I pray for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. I speak life into every dead situation when it comes to the morning show. So, Father God, I thank you for those brothers. I thank you for their families, Lord. I thank you for the ones that's married, Father God. I thank you for their marriages, Father God, that you will continue to be glorified in their marriage, Father. Continue to show up and show out through their marriage, Father God, that their children will see what a real marriage is all about, that they will see Jesus in the midst of their mother and father marriage, Father God. So, Father God, I pray they will continue to live by an example, Father God. And, Father God, I pray they will continue to encourage one another in Jesus' name. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for those brothers. I thank you for Brother Butchie and his family. I thank you, Father, allow Brother Butchie to take a couple more steps, Father. I thank you for his therapist, Father God. I thank you for her patience, Father God. I thank you for you encouraging him, Father God, even through this show or through his family and loved ones, Father God, through his therapist, that you will continue to encourage our Brother Butchie, Father God, that he will continue, Father God, walk by faith and not by sight, that you will continue to touch, heal, and deliver our brother in Jesus' name. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God, for my family and what you're doing in their life. I pray for my lovely wife. I bind any the pain that she's having in her back, Father God. I counsel that right now in Jesus' name, that no weapon formed against her body shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against her in judgment shall be condemned. And I just counsel every assignment of the enemy. I bind all the backlash and retaliation from the north, south, east, and west. I override and I overrule all the plans, plots, schemes, and devices of the evil one in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for my mom. I thank you, Father God, for allowing her to be a living testimony. I thank you for her deliverance, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for healing her and setting her free in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for the good report, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for allowing her to believe in you and trust in you, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, that no weapon will form against her body should prosper, that every tongue that rise up against her in judgment shall be condemned. And, Father God, I bind any backlash or retaliation from the enemy, from the north, south, east, and west. I speak life into every dead situation. I thank you that you will be continue to be glorified through her life and through her testimony, Father God, in Jesus' name. You said in your word that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and every word of their testimony, even unto death. And, Father God, you will be glorified through her testimony, that she will share her testimony with the world, that you will be glorified in the earth realm in Jesus' name. Father God, I pray for the Orlando race, no guts, no glory, Father God, baldy white. I pray for him and his family. I pray, Father God, for Orlando Speedway. I pray for the staff. I pray for every racer, every fan, Father God, that's going to participate in this race coming up this next weekend, Father God, this weekend coming up in Jesus' name, that you would give everybody traveling mercies, Father God. You would keep us all safe as we go to and from Orlando in Jesus' name, that no weapon formed against this event shall prosper, that every tongue that rise up against it in judgment shall be condemned. We bind any incidents or accidents right now in Jesus' name. Any cop trouble, we bind it in Jesus' name. Any bodily harm, we bind it in Jesus' name. Father, you said in your word, whatsoever I bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever I loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we loose joy and peace and happiness. We loose love, Father God, and fellowship, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will get glorified in this race, Father God. And we thank you for Baldy. We thank you, Father God, for his wife and his family and his team, Father God, the Lizard Racing team, Father God. We thank you for all they're doing for the racing community, Father God. And we thank you for everyone that's supporting this race, even the ones that want to go, that can't go. We thank you for their prayers and their support as well, in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father God, to have your way. Cover the airways and highways and all the airports, Father God, with your warning and protecting angels, Father God. We thank you, Father God, you will be glorified like never before, Father God. We thank you for beautiful weather, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for every team that's participating. Father God, we thank you for every family that's represented this weekend, Father God. We thank you for every child and every spouse, Father God, that's represented, Father God, this weekend in Jesus' name. That you will keep our families that's left behind at home, Father God. Keep them safe. Watch over them and protect them, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for peace that surpass all understanding. We thank you that the joy of the Lord will continue to be our strength. And, Father God, we glorify you, and we thank you, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for my co-host. I thank you for what you're doing in this life, Lord. I thank you for the new change. I thank you, Father God, for the new attitude, the new conversation, the new walk, the new talk, Father God. I thank you that you've been glorified through his life here on the earth realm in Jesus' name. I thank you for his Monday and Tuesday show, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing behind this, Father God, that you will continue to bring glory and honor unto your name, Father God. I thank you for all the listeners and everyone that support him and everything he do and say in Jesus' name. Continue to meet his need. We thank you for his health. We thank you for his strength. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his life, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful, Father God. And, Father God, we pray and we give you all honor and glory, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. We thank you for this show, Father God, and everyone that participates. We thank you, Father God, for every life, Father God, that's on this line, on the internet, that's listening, Father God. We thank you for them right now in Jesus' name. That we continue to give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Let everyone say amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Father, we love you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for being so awesome. And we thank you for being God and God all by yourself. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will continue to show up and show out, that you will continue to be glorified through our lifestyle and through everything we do and say. Father God, help us in any area that we are struggling in, Father God, whatever it may be. You know, Father God, you know us better than we know ourselves. So, Father God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, also for Little Mo, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for how you delivered him from that surgery, Father God, how you really allow him to heal rapidly, Father God. So we ask you to continue to give him peace, him and his wife, Father God. You will continue, Father God, comfort him, Father God. And that you will continue to be glorified through his life, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for all the prayers that have been sent, Father God, for Little Mo, Father God, and his wife, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for his supporting cast, his daughter Emily, Father God, and the rest of his family and loved ones who've been praying and encouraging him and thinking about him and interceding on his behalf, Father God. So we thank you for Little Mo. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his life, and you will continue to order his steps. We give you all honor and glory and praise, Father God. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Let everyone say amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.